Most of the Midwest is going to be faced with some rain and thunderstorm activity as we move forward through this next several day period, as everyone is already fully aware of. This morning, we have mostly quiet conditions in the Midwest, temperatures running in the 50s and 60s. There's quite a bit of fog around in the northern parts of the region, and the winds are relatively light, but it's balmy out there. Most of the Midwest seeing temperatures running mostly in the upper 50s and 60s. Even a couple of spots around the St. Louis area were reporting temperatures over 70 degrees shortly after dawn today. Rain was occurring mostly out in the western fringes of the Corn Belt, and that's where the most active weather is going to be for the next few days. We will expect that to work its way eastward, though, as time moves forward, and we'll likely see quite a bit of repetition in the rainfall across the western Corn Belt, in particular Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, Iowa, and parts of Illinois. These areas will end up with 7-day rain totals that will run from 1 to 3 inches and some local totals over 4 inches. That's being split up by two storm systems that will impact those areas. The first one's underway now, will persist into Friday morning. We'll see the second event occur over the weekend, and hard red winter wheat country will likely see a lot of the heavier rains. Some of the wheat country there may suffer some potential for wet weather diseases to evolve, although I think drier weather will come around next week in time to protect that crop. In the southeastern corner of the country, we're going to see the driest bias, and that will likely be in Alabama, parts of Georgia, and northwestern Florida. Those areas probably won't see much precipitation at all. In the Midwest, eastern parts of the region in particular will probably see a little less rain intensity as we go forward through this next 5 to 7 day period. There will be showers and some thunderstorms scattering across the region, but the precipitation is going to be erratic and mostly light, at least into Saturday morning, and we'll likely see field progress continuing around the precipitation. Most of the totals that occur in those areas, especially Ohio, eastern Indiana, and Kentucky, maybe Michigan as well, will probably run from around 3/10 to around 9/10 of an inch, with some local totals getting up over an inch. And that's totaled by this time next week, so it's not nearly as heavy as some of the rains in the western Corn Belt. Illinois will see higher amounts, probably 1 to 2 inches, so will western portions of Indiana. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see a few 3-inch totals in parts of Illinois. Now, we're also going to see rain work its way through the upper Midwest, portions of the Dakotas and Minnesota, and even into Manitoba. These areas have had the driest bias for months, and they will likely see some relief from the storm system, with 3/10 of an inch to an inch of rain likely, and some local totals maybe upwards to 1.5 inches. The most important part of the storm system for those areas is to keep in mind that they are not going to be in a trend change, that this rain event is just a temporary break in the pattern, and we're likely to see the dryness come back across those areas. Already Alberta, Saskatchewan, and portions of the northwestern U.S. plains will be missed by this storm system, and they will see notable drying for a good week to 10 days, and some of those areas are already rather dry. The temperature bias across the Midwest over the next few days will continue to be balmy. We'll look for a lot of 70 and 80 degree highs occurring across the central and southern portions of the region. The northwestern part of the Corn Belt will gradually cool down as we get into the late week and the weekend coming up. Some high temperatures towards the first part of next week will be confined to the 50s and 60s in the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota. We'll see some of that cool air work its way into the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest during midweek next week. There is a chance for some frost and freezes in the Canada prairies and parts of Montana and western northern portions of North Dakota here late this week into the weekend, and some frost could work its way into the upper parts of the Midwest during early to midweek next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.